Just want to talk about Dick Pratt as well, just on what you think of the criminal charges that have come on top of the rather large fine that he got last year. What do you make of that?
Well, I sort of fell off my chair when that happened because, like everyone else, I thought it was done and dusted, and that Dick Pratt had done a deal that would have closed off all other legal avenues, and he paid his $36 million, handed back his gong, and got on with it. And for Graham Samuel to come out with this new charge of lying about the cartel, I thought was quite extraordinary. And the timing is remarkable. I mean, Graham is literally in the last few days, weeks of his term, and the Labor state treasurers and the federal government are all getting together and deciding whether to give Graham another five-year term as head of the ACCC. And I guess I'm not saying he's doing it because of this, but the irony of coming out and doing something which could throw the biggest donor to the Liberal Party in jail is something which is quite ironic. And you'd have to ask the question, if there hadn't been a change of government, would this would this have happened? Well, I mean, Graham would say, and a lot of people would say, of course not, and it's just doing it on its merits. But it is interesting that it's unprecedented in the way that no one of such high-profile stature has been hit like this.
But the fine was unprecedented too, of its magnitude.
Sorry?
The fine, of course, was unprecedented too, of the magnitude of the fine that he got last year.
Well, that's right. It was $36 million that, you know, I mean, it was the worst cartel we've ever seen. And at some level, a lot of people support it, the idea of we didn't have laws that could jail people running cartels this time last year. The Rudd government's promised to introduce them, although we're still yet to see the specifics of the legislation. And so Dick Pratt couldn't be sent to jail for running a cartel, but he now can be potentially sent to jail for lying about the cartel that he's running. So Graham Samuel certainly has picked him out as someone to send a very big message to everyone else to. And at one level, he has been warning about this in the last three annual reports of the ACCC about you must tell the truth to the ACCC. So at that level, he's been consistent, but he's certainly picked on a very, very big fish in Melbourne, and it'll be fascinating to see what happens. Because the other point about this is that Dick Pratt, his confession last year effectively can't be used in evidence because that confession about the cartel was just related to that particular deal with the ACCC. So we might see the former AMCOR CEO and other executives on the stand because this time Dick Pratt said he's going to fight it. So
he has, just vehemently. I think it was
a contested battle, yeah.
When do you know when that's meant to start? Is that next year?
Well, there's a mention coming up early in July, and then I guess we'll probably see the full action in court later this year.
Yes.
So I bet it would be bizarre, for instance, now to change the chairman of the ACCC. Sort of mid-flight, particularly as Dick Pratt is like putting out press releases saying, you know, I'm blaming Graham Samuel's ACCC. So it's a very, very personal dispute between the two.